Hello, boy. My name is Ember. I'd love to hypnotize you right now. And I think you'd like that too. There's just something so close and intimate about hypnosis, don't you think? Something deeply pleasurable about letting go and going deep for me. Would you like to go deep for me right now, pet? Good. Well then, before we begin, make yourself as comfortable as you can for me. That's right. Just settle down into the most comfortable position you can find. And relax for me there. I'm sure this isn't the first time you've done that, so you know exactly what to do. Just listen, relax, and let my voice take you to another place, a special place, a place deep inside of you, influenced by me. Where absolutely anything is possible. Just close your eyes for me, pet, if you haven't already. And take a nice deep breath now, in through your nose and out through your mouth. That's perfect. And you can find that doing that can help you to relax more easily as you just breathe slowly and deeply for me, incrementally letting go of all the stress and tension that is lingering inside your body. That's very good, just like that. And now, as you rest there, beginning to feel more and more comfortable, I want you to think of five scenes, things that you like to look at. Maybe a sunset, the orange glow lighting the backs of the clouds, or a warm, sunny beach, the view from your bedroom window, comforting and familiar, an arrangement of flowers on a neat little table. It doesn't matter what, as long as you like to look at these things. Think of five of them for me right now. And mentally flick through them for me. That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't put too much thought into each one. Just line up the first 5 pleasant scenes that slip into your mind. Got them all now? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Very good. And now, as they are flicking through your mind over and over, I want you to discard one of those scenes so that only 4 remain. Concentrating on just those 4 now. Letting those 4 flick through your mind. And now, losing one more, letting it slide away, so there are just 3. and one more gone now. So there are just two, flashing back and forth, looking at those scenes in your memory. Your mind's eye taking in each detail. And now just concentrating on one scene. Focusing on that single image in your imagination. For a brief moment. And letting it fade away now, pet. Leaving nothing behind. Now think of five textures that feel good to you. Maybe soft, delicate silk or lush fur. Maybe warm grass under your fingertips or the cool kiss of smooth ceramic. Whatever they are, just imagine those five textures as clearly and vividly as you can. Let your sense memory guide you as you mentally flick through those five things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathing so easily. And thinking of only four now, as you let one slide away. Four vividly remembered sensations against your sensitive skin. And now three, just letting yourself remember and relax. Concentrating and breathing. And just two now. Just two things to concentrate on. Two textures. And then one. Let that single texture fill your senses as you focus all of your attention there and begin to relax down into trance as it fades from your mind. And I wonder, can you remember five flavors that you love? Maybe the rich, dark flavor of coffee, or the sweet burst of flavor on your tongue when you bite into a crisp apple. The luscious taste of your favorite dessert. Or the heat of a particularly exotic spice. Remember those five flavors for me now, and let them fill your mind as vibrant and real as the genuine thing. Good. Just concentrating and listening. Listening and relaxing your muscles as you remember. And letting one of those intense flavors slip away now, so that only four remain. Four wonderfully absorbing flavors. Each one unique and delicious. And now three. Good. Three special flavors that make you feel so good. and just two now. And then finally settling down, settling for one. That's just perfect, as it infuses your memory with one last burst. It feels so good to let your mind become absorbed in this way. Not thinking of anything, but those things which make you feel good and happy and relaxed. So I want you to think of 5 cents for me now. 5 intoxicating, wonderful scents, like freshly turned earth or clean bed linen. A new car, or perhaps even the lightly perfumed scent of a woman's skin. 5 cents that make you feel good, and just idly moving through those 5 things, remembering, imagining, relaxing. And just 4 now, just 4 things to think of as your mind begins to drift. 3, just letting go, and down to 2, relaxed and peaceful. As you just focus on 1 single scent now, as it dissipates deep, deep down. And it can feel so very good when you focus all of your attention on just 1 thing. Letting everything else fade away completely. And as you relax completely now, allowing yourself to slide gently into trance, you can focus on what you hear, allowing the sound of my voice to fill your mind and body with delicious, intoxicating sensations, exquisite feelings, and deep arousal. Just listening, pet, and letting go, surrendering to pure pleasure and deep trance. You can feel good. You can feel right. You can feel every word that I speak to you as a feather touch to your senses, stroking your mind into submissive bliss, losing yourself and finding yourself in a place where you surrender totally to the scenes and images I paint in your blank mind. Give yourself up to my reality, because nothing feels better than when my reality becomes your reality. When my desires become your desires. That's what makes you feel so perfectly useful and owned. So submissive and content. So you can let my words paint you into a scene and feel yourself on a large, low table. Almost a stage, in fact. You feel the contact and pressure of skin against the hard surface, on your palms and knees. You feel the air in the room dance across your bare skin, sending a shiver down your spine. You know two things now. You are naked and on all fours. And all around you, on couches and chairs, some seated on the floor, are people. Perhaps 8 or 10 in all, with soft murmuring voices. You feel their eyes flitting over your body and then away again. Somewhere in your hazy mind, it registers that you know them. They are our friends. Kinky friends we've met at munches and parties. People we've gotten to know and like. We've played a little in front of them, as they have played in front of us. But they've never seen you do this. No one has. You were hoping, so desperately hoping, that no one ever would. It doesn't actually make it easier that they know you, that you've played in front of them. It makes it harder. Because you know if you don't perform, you'd be embarrassing me in front of our friends. If you are anything less than the perfect, obedient slut that I demand you be when you are up on this table, you shudder to think. You know you have to perform. You have to be exactly what I want you to be. Do exactly what I order you to do. Anything less than your very best will be an insult to me and to everyone who has clearly been promised entertainment. So no matter what happens, no matter what comes your way, you're going to have to suffer through this. The choice has already been made. All that's left now is for it to happen to you. So you're going to be very, very good for me. And you're going to get very, very used. I've chosen someone you've met before, once or twice. A gay top whose name escapes you. You've never really spoken to him. But as he walks into the room, you remember the times you've watched him go to work on his little twink bitch boys. As a personal favor to me, he's gonna work you over tonight. And now, you hear him move around behind you. As he steps up onto the platform, instinctively you start shifting your weight, but there's nowhere to go. Your wrists are bound in thick leather cuffs, which are attached to the stage by short chains. Your ankles are not tied down to anything, but it doesn't make you feel any freer. If anything, it's worse. You'll have to keep still without restraints. And because you know your legs have been left unchained so that you can be moved around and spread open if necessary, you start to try to say something as the moment of truth is drawing near. And that's when I approach from the front of the platform. Holding a gag, I lift your chin and tell you to open wide. This is it. This is your last moment to protest. But one look into my eyes and you don't dare. Of course you don't. You know deep inside that protest isn't an option anymore. You hear the phrase in your head, like I put it there intentionally. No protest, only performance. So you fix your eyes on mine and obediently open your mouth to take the gag. And that's when you sense him again, right up close to your bare skin, right behind you. You hear the snap of the top of a bottle of lube opening, and then a second later, the dull thud as it is placed on the platform. You tense as you feel him slide a single finger deep into your ass. A second finger quickly follows, opening you up. And in that second, this situation just got very real. In just an instant, it seems, your mind is screaming. Your heart rate is through the roof. Your breath is coming in short, violent bursts through your nose and around the wet, hot gag. The revulsion is creeping up inside you now that there is truly no way out for you. The past few days, since I told you this would be happening, you've been working so hard to keep it down, to swallow your disgust. And now you're here, and you can't keep a lid on your hatred anymore. And there's no need to, Pat, because you're seconds away from having a cock buried in your ass. In front of a group of people, there is, so obviously, no going back. The point of no return is a distant memory. And there's no point in trying to control the disgust anymore. It boils inside you, in your mind and body. It runs over your skin like an electric current. You start fantasizing about all the ways you'd put this man into the ground if only your hands were free. As your skin is crawling and your mind is running through one more violent scenario, your thoughts are arrested as he presses the head of his cock against your ass, and everything comes to a standstill. You can tell immediately that it's gonna hurt like hell when he plunges inside. You want to tell him to stop, but all we hear from you is the long moan that forces its way out of your gagged mouth as he shoves himself deep inside you. And that is when he really begins to fuck you. In and out, in and out. It seems impossible, but it feels like every single stroke is harder, faster, and deeper than the one before. It's a sharp and flaring pain as he slams into you over and over again. You feel his hands on your ass, slapping you a few times like a little bitch. And then his hands are sliding down and around your hips, grabbing onto you. And now that he's got a hold of you, he's pulling back. Hard. Timing it perfectly with his thrusts to force your body down onto his so that he's even deeper inside of you. Filling you up. Like the whore you are. Like you're barely even there. Like you're nothing but an animal, an object, a voiceless, mindless, worthless fuck toy. Right now, you're just something to be used. You're here to amuse us. In this moment, your body only exists for one purpose. To service his cock. To be a tight, hot hole for him to fuck. The thought enters your mind, all on its own, that you should consider yourself lucky. It's just the one cock you'll have to take tonight. Because if I wanted to, I could pass you the fuck around like a party favor. With a gag and a blindfold on, so the next day, you'd have no idea who did what to you. Maybe that's another night, slut. Tonight, you're just fucked while everyone watches. You strain to hear the dirty things that are being said by your audience. But the words are starting to blur a little. You can catch fragments of conversation. And soon you can't tell if the names bitch, whore, slut, and faggot are being said by anyone, or if they're just echoing around in your own mind. And you squeeze your eyes shut and try to concentrate on something, anything, to keep yourself grounded. But there's nothing. There's only the feeling of his skin pressed against yours, his powerful hands yanking you back over and over, his grunts as he uses you like meat, his thick, veiny cock buried in your ass, all the way to the hilt, your muscles trembling and tensing around him as he invades you. And you just try to stay there, panting, and trying to stifle the cries and moans, the tightness in your shoulders, as you hold yourself up and try to keep your balance as you're being fucked into oblivion. And that is how you suffer through it. And by the end, you're so sore. So fucked, mind and body, that you don't even hesitate or resist when he pulls his throbbing cock from your ass and unchains your wrist. You just kneel in front of him, and when he unstraps the gag, you keep your mouth open, being the good, eager, and greedy little whore I've told you that you must be. One hand on the back of your head, he pumps his cock in and out of your throat, making you gag. He's wrapped his fingers in your hair, and he fucks your face until you choke and sputter. And finally, after what seems like hours, he pulls your head back and tells you to keep your mouth open. And you do, waiting, anticipating. And he squeezes and slides his hand up and down his slick shaft. Up and down a few short strokes, and within a second or two, he's pulsing and twitching, and his hot cum is shooting into your mouth. You swallow every drop, and then you lick your lips clean. A soft laugh goes through the room as you lose yourself completely and lean forward, almost lovingly, to suck the last drops of cum from inside the tip of his cock. And then you savor the moments you get to spend licking him clean. Just as I told you you would. And then you lean back, and it's over. You sink down, dazed, with your ass throbbing and painful, your body covered in a thin sheen of sweat, your muscles trembling, your jaw aching, the taste of his cum lingering in your mouth. Then for a minute, all you can think of is how fucking awful it was. Every last second of it was its own special hell. How much you regret it. How you don't know how you're gonna face yourself or anyone else again. How you can't ever take it back. There's an ocean of disgust inside your mind over what's been done to you, what you agreed to have done. Worst of all, what you did almost eagerly. You're starting to shake now. You haven't moved from the platform. You are just flooded with emotions you don't even have names for. But after a moment, you realize you can see me, smiling, eyes fixed on you, looking at you like I'm trying to memorize you. Like if I looked away, you might disappear, and I can't risk that. And inside your mind, the most important thing you always knew snaps into sharp focus. You remember just how much I wanted this. You remember how my voice sounded when I talked about it. how much it means to me that you surrender this completely. How overwhelmed I am with pleasure and pride. And in the midst of your swirling hatred for the things you've just done, for the things that just happened, you cling to the way I'm looking at you, like it's a lifeline, like it's the last shred of sanity left in the world. And in a very real way, it's all that holds you together. And it crosses your mind that I must want that too, that perhaps this moment is what I wanted all along. Even more than I wanted you to get used and fucked by a man, I wanted this moment. This whole scene was a means to an end. Was a way to get to this moment right here. Because for this small moment, this fraction of time, I am the only island within the ocean inside you. I am the only thing that matters. Just for right now, for these few perfect seconds, I am the only thing that keeps you whole. I feel that reality inside me, and you feel it in you. And in this moment, in a room full of people, on a planet that is home to billions of souls, we are the only two people who really exist. Just you and me. Pleasure and pain. Power and sacrifice. The rest of the world has faded into nothingness. This is the moment. The mind-bending, fleeting, and nearly impossible to attain a moment. The one that seals lives together. And right now, it's ours. And nothing could be more perfect than this. And you can let that feeling wash over you, engulf you, take you over completely. And you are filled with a pleasure and a purpose so intense that you feel you have transcended time. But in just a moment, the music will fade away, and you may either rise up into consciousness, or perhaps down into sleep. This choice, this one thing, is completely up to you, my pet, my good boy.